Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart, the Holy Spirit inspired website broadcast, and I thank the Lord for this assignment. I love the Lord. I love the way He thinks and the active plan that He has. And I thank Him that He included me on His active plan. Everything of God has to be activated by your faith. Everything of God that we're involved in, it will be by our faith. Even the anointing is activated by our faith. When we act on, anytime the anointing is around, all those who believe it by their faith and they act on it, the anointing goes to work. And it's a mercy that the Lord uses to bless us with. It's also a grace because it's a free gift. And the Lord gives to us freely. When He is around and the anointing is around, and anybody that receives it by their faith, God is able to do something that we need, that we desire. And His will becomes fulfilled in our life through the anointing of those that are operating it. And I thank God for it. And the way I see it, everybody that's anointed is a blessing. And those who are anointed by God, He's given you an assignment. You are a blessing. You are a desire to fulfill a specific need. And you have God's ability to fulfill that need. And all you have to do is go where He say go and do what He say do. You already, if you have the anointing, and if He's given you something to do, you do have that anointing. You know, some people try to create a format so that they can grow their ministry. And they ask other ministers who they look up to, how do you do it? And that won't work. And the reason it won't work, man can't get you but so far. But I learned that through following God, the format is in the instructions. I'm going to say that again, because the Lord, He brought that up in Sunday school. And it was so clear to me. And I suspected it in the spirit, but He helped me put it in words. When God tells you to do something, the format is in the instruction. And the way to receive the format is to obey the instructions. When God say do something and you're willing and you begin to do it, He'll start directing you. Pastor McCann put it this way. When they finish building a big old ship, it weighs many tons, thousands of tons. And when they're taking it from the dry dock to put it out to sea, once they get it moving, it becomes easy to steer it the way you want it to go. And once it hits the water, now the water's got the weight. But when you begin to obey God, when you begin to trust Him and do whatever it is He say do, He will steer you where He wants you to be. And I thank Him for it. And your anointing will work in certain geographical locations more than it will work in others, because the Lord designed you to do something at a particular place sometimes. Now, this broadcast reaches all over the world. And I depend on the Lord to bring people that He wants to hear it to the site. So if the Lord gave you a dream or help you find this website, that's part of His plan. And the anointing that he uses in my life can be a blessing to anybody that will receive it. And I thank God for what God is. He's awesome. And I thank Him that He included me in this plan. I just want to be faithful in all that He do. My main confession is this, that I will do all that's in His heart. See, as ministers and men and women of God, all ministers have something in common. They do what they are used to. They do what they are inspired to do by others. And they expect their ministry to be not too much different than the ones that they were accustomed from receiving from. But that won't work fully for your purpose. You're going to have to believe God, and He's going to give you the format. The format was always in the instruction, in the call. Whatever He called you to do, whatever. See, He didn't reveal my calling for years. You know, it was many years after He called me to the ministry that I received it. He called me to the ministry in 87, and He revealed my calling in 1992, February of 92. So I didn't know what the calling was, but I began to obey Him. And as I obeyed Him, it works. And when He told me what my calling was, I couldn't argue with Him, because that was the way I used to, it answered some questions that I had, because of the way the things He gave me to do and the instructions He gave me to do. And when He told me what I was, everything fit. So what I'm saying is, the road to get to where you're going is in the instructions God gave you. It's just like the oak tree. The oak tree is in the acorn. You do something with the acorn. You plant that acorn, and as it begin to grow, it will become an oak tree, a huge tree with good wood. You can make all kind of fine furniture with it. But the format to make that oak tree is in the seed. Just like the full will of God in your life is in the initial instructions that He gave you when He called you to the ministry. He'll fill in the blanks, because this kind of work is not by might nor by spirit, nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So in obeying the initial instructions and every instructions that comes from the Holy Spirit, that's your format. And He will position you. He will give you, as you obey Him, He'll give you the gifts you need to do to fulfill that anointing, that calling. And He'll anoint you to fulfill the call. And I thank Him for it. The Lord said, tell my people to trust Him. Trust me, saith the Lord, only me. I will cause you to do all that's in my heart as you yield. Only as you yield. As you yield with your faith, I will meet you and cause you to do all this in my heart. You can do this. You will not fail following my lead. You will go forward and not backwards. Hear my servant. Hear him, saith the Lord. Do all this in my heart, and you will win many souls in these last few remaining days. This work is quick. This work won't last. It is quick. As it begins, it will be finished. This is a quick work, saith the Lord. But I will do more in this short time than that's been done in years and decades and centuries. For this is a quick work. This work will change everything, saith the Lord. All that hear me, all that obey me, will enter into this quick work in these last remaining days. For my return is soon. Be ready, for my return is soon. Tell your loved ones to be ready, for my time is soon. I must come back. The day is already set, saith the Lord your God and King. Do all that's in my heart, and you will see the glory of God in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love the Lord, my God. Thank Him. You know, prophetic utterance is a gift that's part of what God has given, and I thank the Lord for it. God is coming back. He told me about a year ago that the day is set. And He always say the same, you know, He gives a confirmation. I told my son about this. I said, T, I called my son, his name is Thurston Nelson Hamby the IV. And I called him T. I said, T, the Lord told me that the day is set. And when I told him that, his eyes got big. And he said one of his friends, the youth pastor at the church that he went to, was laying on the couch with his arm over his face, just praying for a message. And he said, because he wanted to know what the Lord wanted him to minister to the youth. And the Lord told him the same thing he told me, that the day is set. So now the rapture is going to happen on this set day. And I don't know when it's going to be, but I believe it's not long. And the Lord said several times just then that this is a quick work. It's not going to last long. But look, he said that he's going to do more in this set time, in this short amount of time, than that's been done in decades and even centuries. Now that's saying a lot of people are about to be saved. And from what he shared with me in other times, I believe he's going to do a work that nobody can deny. But many people will receive it and many will reject it. And it's going to be a quick work. And I thank the Lord, and, you know, he knows what he's doing. And I want to be part of what he's doing. I want to be part of this master plan that he has. And everybody who yields to him, one time I was doing a Sunday school class about operatives. And operatives are those that yield to the Lord. They yield to him. And they work in sync, even though they may not know each other. You know, I hear so many ministers saying the same revelation that the Lord has given me. You know, I listen to Perry Stone, I listen to Jonathan Kahn. Their anointing is different, their calling is different, and their message says the same thing. That it's in line with the same words that the Holy Spirit has given me. But it's coming under another assignment. But the work works together for the same purpose. See, you have a part to play too. What you actually say and do may be different, but the end result's the same. I'm going to say that again. What you actually do and perform may be different than what I do and perform, but it all works together, guided by the same Holy Ghost. This is one work. It's one work. It's one work using different parts, different people, different circumstances to do one thing. See, the work was always singular. It's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Singular, saith the Lord. Millions and millions of people saying what he would have them to say, doing what he would have them to do, yielding to him, operating under his glory. But the Holy Spirit is the head of it all. I love it. I love it. I have ears to hear. I hear my Father's voice, and I obey him. A stranger I won't follow. I will confess that. I confess that many, many times, many places, many years have I confessed that I don't hear a stranger. And my ears are like radars for the Holy Spirit. So it doesn't matter who's speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to listen. It doesn't matter how old they are, how young, how old. It doesn't matter what race. It doesn't matter where they're from, their background. But when I hear my Father's voice, I hear my Father's voice. And I endeavor to do all that's in his heart. The last broadcast, he talked about graduation. We graduate into the full will of God. And as we transition, we turn our back on the past. It's like walking into the kingdom of God. When you change, you walk into the kingdom of God. And let's say there's a gate behind you and it's still open. When you transition, you close that gate to the past. And you walk steadily in the future. And you graduate. And we graduate, we grow from glory to glory. As you grow in the Lord, as you mature in him, as you become stable in his word, you transition, you close the door on the past. And now you gain the ability to make godly, sober choices on purpose at your will. I'm gonna say that again. When you graduate, when you transition and graduate, you gain the ability to make godly, sober choices on purpose at your will. And you are not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You're not in a state of confusion anymore. See, when I asked the Lord about confusion, I said, what is your definition of confusion? He said, it's when you don't know what to trust. Now, before even Christians, before we grow in the Lord, receive His word, before we make the adjustments, we come to the Lord as we are. A convert is just as much a Christian as a full-grown Christian. They have all the rights and privileges of heaven, just like a baby has arms, legs, eyes, ears, everything's working. You know, a healthy baby has everything and all the rights and privileges as his siblings. They're going to get an inheritance from their wealthy parents, and they're healthy. But they don't know how to access everything yet. Now, if they could access it, they have everything. They have the same rights and privileges as their older siblings do. But they can't run yet because they hadn't learned to. They can't play baseball yet because they hadn't learned to walk yet. So a convert, somebody that walked out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, they have the same rights and privileges. They just got to learn how to use it. Now, before they grow and graduate, before they grow in the Lord, make the adjustments, and change, and then make the transition, the devil's gonna lie to them where they lack knowledge. See, he lies the most where you lack knowledge, where you're unclear. The areas of life where you're not clear, that's where he's gonna lie to you first. Because that'll get you in the most trouble. That's what you'll receive. Now, where you have the word in your heart, lying won't help. He depends on you to believe his lies. Which if you do, he will guide you into a false transition. He'll get you to believe enough lies, and then he has control. Now, everybody that go to hell, Satan is their master. Now they're in his kingdom, and he's the head of that kingdom. They're going to be surprised how weak he is, though he made himself to look so great, but he's still their master. There are angels that are much wiser and stronger than he was, but they left the kingdom of God into his kingdom through his deception and through their stubbornness. And now that runt is their master. And we're made in the image of God. We're made in God's image. But if we don't go into the kingdom of God and we die and go to hell, Satan will be the master. He's the master of that kingdom. It's a disconnect from God. And it's on fire. There's no joy there. You'll never get water again. You'll never enjoy time again if you go to hell. The only moment you'll enjoy is when you stand before the white throne judgment. That's the only time you'll be out of the fire. You'll be standing before God, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Muhammad and all his arrogance is going to confess that Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood, is Lord. Hare Krishna is going to say, Jesus is Lord. What's the other one? Every false god, everybody who said they were something and they were not. Buddha is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Because every religion of man, every man who started a false religion is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. And all the people that went to hell because of him is going to confess that Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood, the Son of God, the true and living God, is Lord. And they're going to go back, and God's going to put hell in the lake of fire. And they're going to burn, and they'll be there forever. Sorry. What a way to go. What a waste all the intelligence, all the potential. Even the least in the kingdom of God, who became converts at the last moment, even the goofy people of God. I mean, there are people who are just goofy. They do everything wrong, but they had enough. They had the nous to get saved. They trusted the Lord on salvation, and the rest of their life is a train wreck. What's going to happen to them, preacher? In the kingdom of God, they're going to eventually learn and grow and transform on the other side. And they're going to become amazing people. Everybody, every precious soul. Some people were born out of wedlock and they feel inferior. And on the other side, they're not inferior. If they were washed in Jesus' blood, God, they have the same rights and privileges as Jesus himself. They're going to be loved and treasured by God, their Father. Every one of them. Everybody who just thought that they were just beat down, they were troubled in darkness, they didn't know where they stood with God because they made evil choices. They may have killed people, raped people, hurt people. But one day they heard the word and they got saved. And they're going to shed tears because of the life that they live. And God is going to wipe away their tears and he's going to treat them like his child. And they're going to grow hating the way that they were. You know, I hate my old sins. If I had that time machine that I wish I had after I'd sinned against God, I wish I'd go back and not do that. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I regret every sin I did, everything that I ever did against you. I wish I didn't mar my life with that memory. I said, even the things that I wanted to do that was sin, things that I pulled off. And I had praying parents. A lot of things I tried to do, it just didn't work. The Lord hindered me because my parents were praying for me. See, I know what it's like to be a rebellious teenager and then not in my right spiritual mind. I had a mind to do wrong. I was a sinner. So sinner sin, that's sin. And then when I got saved and I realized who I was sinning against, the one who left heaven and died for me, shed his blood for me. As an individual, I felt real bad about what I had done. But I couldn't live there. I asked the Lord to forgive me. And if I believe that God forgave me, then I learned over time that I got to forgive myself. So, you know, as I learned that I needed to forgive myself, I said, well, Lord, by faith, I forgive myself. And I stopped muddling about it. But I really do wish I didn't do that before you. I wish I didn't act like that. I wish I never had thoughts like that. And then the devil tempted me with this very same thing. And I thought I was going to fall. Just being honest, I thought I'd fall. I said, Lord, I don't know how to deal with this. But I did everything that I knew. And I always stood. Even in the worst of times, I stood. And the Lord, he strengthened me. He even made a way of escape for me before. I've experienced all parts of his word, I believe. And I asked, I said, Lord, I want to hate this. Now, at the day I first said, I didn't know how to hate it. I said, I want to hate this. I don't know how to hate this. I want to see things the way you do. I said, the thing that the enemy was tempting me with was women, sometimes anger. And he knew how to aggravate me. So, and the things that was the most, that was a big deal, the women, you know, usually that's what's a big deal to men. I said, they don't bother you, and a lot of women are very beautiful, and they don't tempt you. And I want to know how I can live in this life and do your will and never be tempted by a woman again. I don't care what she looked like. Because see, some people are your type. They're the type of person that you would appeal to you. And some of the people that will appeal to you are not always gorgeous to others. And I learned not to underestimate a person, because I learned a lot about temptation. There are many attraction points. It can be the way they look. It can be the way they carry themselves. It could be by their spirit. You know, their spiritual growth can be a point of attraction. The way that they think. They may have a humorous side you like. It may even be the way their nose shape. God made people to be attractive on purpose. But you have to learn how to be the master of your own. You know, Proverbs said, greater is he who can rule his spirit than he that takes a city. There's going to be things you greatly desire. But when you learn to rule your own spirit, and the word of God gives you that gift, that ability. You got to be like that balloon. A functioning balloon has more pressure on the inside than on the out. Now, you have the godly strength of the word on the inside building you up. You can master. Nothing on the outside can harm you. You'll be able to rule your spirit by the strength and the wisdom and the love, especially the love of God's word. And you know, what really blessed me was when he said, don't fear falling. And with that, see, the Lord can say something simple, and it can answer 1,000 questions. And I looked at the same women that I would be tempted with. I would look at them on purpose, but in a different way. I didn't look at them as if their beauty was a master over me. I looked at them ruling my own spirit. And I really didn't know how to explain it, but I didn't fear falling. I didn't fear their persuasion. I looked at them as a person. And it, you know, that might sound weird, and I'm doing the best I can, but I understood great things on the inside when he said, "Don't fear falling." And I looked at them different. In the world, Satan groomed men to be subject to women, to worship their beauty. And I learned that nothing on the outside has to be a master over me. The word of God puts me back in control of everything, especially my spirit. If I can rule my spirit, I can do anything. If I can rule my spirit, I can do anything. I can fulfill God's will. I can stick with his plan. I'll be strong, and Satan is weak. I can be sober, and he's on the outside with my foot on his neck. Everything of God is more powerful than the ways of the world. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The Holy Spirit already knows what to do, but I need the knowledge he has in my own heart. That is the word of God. And see, the word of God is the wisdom of God and the love of God. See, the word of God is the knowledge of love. The word of God is the knowledge of God's love. And that's what the Holy Spirit will relate to, because he's holy. He's the spirit of truth. And he can relate to that. And he can download information into my heart as I take time and study the word. He will put that puzzle, what I don't understand, the puzzle of the word, the parts that I don't understand yet and can't relate to yet, he'll put it together for me. See, in life, as I endeavor to obey the instruction, the format would be revealed. Just like the oak tree, the blueprints are in the acorn. You plant the acorn and it grows. A lot of things has to happen. A lot of rain has to come. And the soil of the earth has to be good soil, and not near rocks and other plants and trees. And then when the sunlight hits it, and over time, over years, that acorn becomes a functioning oak tree. But the format's in the acorn. Just like the instruction of God to you, the personal things that the Holy Spirit reveals, it's in that instruction. As you obey it, the format is revealed. And the Lord will train you for different segments of it. And as you master those things and transition, you graduate until you become the full plan of God. Oh my, we out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to love and teach and train those who go before him in prayer and yield and just plain listen to him. Ask him all your questions. Saints, Christians, if you don't ask the Lord questions, you're living way beneath your means. You ought to ask God 12 questions every day at least. Write them down. When he answers them to you, write it in your heart. You got a dialogue with the Lord. You got to get used to receiving instruction and obeying it. That everybody that won't do that, they're doing themselves a great injustice. But you can grow so much better, faster, and greater in the Lord. You'll be a hot church is a church that loves God. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And it needs to be revealed. It needs to be acted upon. That's where your faith comes from. And if you will do that, I promise you, God will guide you in all truth. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is, he really is our Lord.